Welcome to the SoberQ podcast.
Hi, my name's Julian. I'm an alcoholic. The question is, what convinced us we were powerless over alcohol? Well, it took me a number of years to realize that no matter how many times I tried to control my drinking, it always became out of control. I controlled it in a variety of ways. I tried to limit the number of drinks I had, and eventually I would have a lot more than I initially wanted to. I tried to change my drinks. I went from beer to spirits, but spirits seemed to get me too drunk, so then I went back to beer. I tried to change the people I drank with, thinking that maybe that will allow me to drink in a more controlled fashion. So if I went out to maybe a nicer establishment, I would control myself. And I did. I controlled myself while I was there, but when I left, I drank just as much, if not more. There was a variety of ways that I tried to convince myself that I was powerful over alcohol. Probably the best deception I used on myself was to abstain. So I could go a few days without drinking, and then the pressure would get a bit too much and I'd feel down in the dumps and alone, and I would drink. But after a while, like after a couple of days, I would think to myself, well, I can stop for a couple of days. So therefore, if I can stop whenever I need to, I might as well drink, because if it ever becomes a huge problem, I'll just stop. And I did that over and over again. Whenever the heat was on, I would stop for a few days, and then my mind would tell me that, you can see, you don't have a problem, because if it ever gets so bad, you can just stop. My drinking progressed. As it does, it progresses, it gets worse, it never gets better. And my drinking became daily, and I would get up in the morning and I would say to myself, I'm not drinking today. And by lunchtime, I was feeling a bit better, you know, still hungover, still headache, still dry eyes, puffy red eyes, sort of a bit out of it. And by 5 o'clock, my mind would tell me, you deserve a drink. Yeah, you know how good it feels. It'll feel so great, and it'll take all the worries away from you. And on the way home, I would have an argument with myself about whether I was or wasn't drinking, and I always chose the drinking. So towards the end of my drinking, I had that as a daily life. Get up, I'm not drinking, and end up drinking later in the day. And I tried to stop, and I thought, okay, well, I previously could stop, so I'm going to stop. And I found I couldn't. And that daily powerlessness of picking up that drink, I thought that was just going to go on until I died. And eventually I wanted to die, and I locked myself in a room for 10 days and hardly ate anything and tried to drink myself to death. And I came out the other side a mess, a wreck, and reached out to Alcoholics Anonymous. Thanks for letting me share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the SoberQ podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.